Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
People who have been paralyzed due to illness or an accident are likely to suffer a number of secondary conditions. Chief among them is urinary bladder control. The nerves controlling these organs attach to the spinal cord and are therefore cut off from the brain. Although it may not be possible to regain control one had before the paralysis, a wide range of techniques and tools are available to help to manage a neurogenic bladder. People with a spinal cord injury are at a particular risk for deep vein thrombosis. That's a blood clot that forms in a vein, most often in the lower leg or the thigh. This can result in a life-threatening danger if the clot breaks loose from the vein and finds its way to the lung, causing a pulmonary embolism. Many people who are paralyzed, quadriplegics, and who require mechanical assistance to breathe, not because of any problem with their lungs, but due to problems with the muscles in the chest, their abdomen, and diaphragm. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.